Whitney Avalon.
Sleep and I do not have a good relationship. We've never been friends. I'm constantly chasing sleep and then pushing it away. A good night's sleep is my white whale. And like Ahab, I am also a total drama queen about it. I love to talk about how little sleep I get. I brag about it as if it's a true indication of how hard I work. But I truly suffer at night. When it's just me, alone with my restless body and mind, I feel like the whole world is asleep and gone. It's very lonely. I'm tired of being tired and talking about how tired I am. The phrase going to sleep has always given me great anxiety. I don't like doing things I'm bad at, and I've been told since I was very young that I am a bad sleeper. Our parents surround us with origin stories that create deep grooves in the vinyl records of our lives. Mine included the simple fact of how little I slept as a baby. My mom and dad nicknamed me Tweety Bird because I was a tiny, not quite 6 pounds, had big eyes, and was bald until I was 2. I was told I resembled a cartoon chicken, which is still true, especially after a rough weekend.